AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Soccer fans are cheering the USA team for its 5-2 victory over Japan in the Women's World Cup final.
I think our team demonstrated their professionalism and their real sincere grit throughout the entire game. It was always intense.
USA midfielder Carly Lloyd had 3 goals within the first 16 minutes.
I feel like I've blacked out for the first 30 minutes or so in that game, and it's just crazy, unbelievable. Just really proud of everyone on the team.
Even President Obama chimed in with congratulations on Twitter. His jailhouse confession to KGO-TV is hard to understand.
In Belgrade, when that's over there.
That's the suspect in the seemingly random shooting death of Catherine Steinle on a San Francisco tourist pier last week, admitting he did shoot her, but accidentally. Francisco Sanchez says he found a gun wrapped inside a shirt while he was sitting on a bench at the pier and smoking a cigarette. He says he picked it up and it started a fire on its own. What's next for Greece now that voters there have rejected an austerity referendum? AP correspondent Elena Becatoros reports, although Greeks may be celebrating their no vote, the nation remains swamped in financial uncertainty.
It does remain to be seen, of course, how this will play out for Greece. The vote happened in the middle of capital controls. There are very serious restrictions on banking transactions at the moment. Greeks are only allowed to withdraw a maximum of 60 euros a day. It's unclear when the banks will reopen.
Greek Finance Minister Yanis Varoufakis has resigned, saying he was told some fellow Eurozone ministers and other creditors would prefer that he not attend the ministers' meetings. A heat wave in Europe has pushed the mercury to its highest level in Germany since measurements began in 1881, 104 in northern Bavaria. This is AP Radio News. Futures trading will sound a lot different on Tuesday when the noising trading pits will be closed for good.
Futures trading used to be a frenzied business with buying and selling, setting the prices for cattle, crops, gold, and dozens of commodities. Computers replaced many of the brightly dressed traders who yelled and shoved and used hand signals. Now the futures pits in Chicago and New York are closing. The floor where S&P 500 stock futures and futures options are traded will remain open, and floor trading continues at the New York Stock Exchange. I'm Jackie Quinn.
At the movies.
I got a little treat for y'all tonight. We're going to see if he's still got some magic in that mic.
Magic Mike XXL was no challenge to the reigning box office champ Jurassic World. Still number one with another $31 million in ticket sales, Magic Mike's sequel only earned $12 million for fourth place. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.